I think is just fantastic, really. I think it's fantastic that leaders, activists from all over the world have come to this event, KushCon, making it this, the largest event of its kind in the history of the planet, which is really significant. I've got to tell you, I advocate legalizing marijuana. Control it, regulate it, tax it. I think that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related, and that's not to discount the problems with use and abuse, but that ought to be the focus. And when you talk about legalizing marijuana, I think it's important to point out it's never going to be legal to smoke pot, become impaired, get behind the wheel of a car, or do harm to others. It's never going to be legal for kids to smoke pot or to buy pot. And under which scenario is it going to be easier for kids to buy pot? The condition that exists today, where not only can you buy pot virtually anywhere, but in a situation today where also harder drugs are made available simply because the person that sells marijuana also sells other drugs. Take that away, have to produce an ID to be able to go and buy marijuana. I think you can make the case that a lot fewer kids would be using marijuana. And is that really the concern anyway? Isn't the real concern about death, disease, crime, corruption the things that we really care about? When it comes to all the other drugs, I advocate harm reduction strategies, which is just that, the notion of reducing death, disease, crime, corruption, the things that we really care about. In a nutshell, looking at the drug problem as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. I have to tell you that I have been traveling the country over the last year. I am a Republican, reaching out to Republican groups all around the country, looking to expand the base of the Republican Party to recognize what this issue is and what it represents. And what it represents from a dollars and cents standpoint is that half of what we spend on law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons is drug-related. This is huge, $70 billion a year. And what are we getting for that $70 billion a year? We're arresting 1.8 million people. I always point out that is the population of New Mexico that gets arrested in this country every single year. And with those arrests go the fact that there are now 2.3 million people behind bars in this country. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. The majority of those 2.3 million people behind bars are there because they've sold drugs. And arguably, not arguably, non-violent crime are they behind bars. I estimate there are 30 million Americans that, but for our drug laws, would otherwise be tax-paying, law-abiding citizens. So we're at a tipping point in this country, and that tipping point is actually 2 years away. Right now, 46% of Americans support legalizing marijuana. This is really significant, and it's a great issue when brought to the light of day. And hence, kudos to the Kush Conference, because what this is going to do is it's going to continue to increase the awareness around this issue. When Proposition 19 came up for a vote this last fall, you know, it came right down on the national average when it came to the vote, but the issue was put on the dinner table as a topic of discussion for millions of American families that wouldn't have been there otherwise. And again, this is an issue, when light shone on this issue advances. That 46% that supports legalizing marijuana, depending on how the wind blows, they don't move to 45 or 44 or 42 tomorrow. It's moving forward, and it's been moving forward again, 2 years away from that. I really want to applaud all of you for your activism in this area. If there's one single thing that we can do in this country to improve our quality of life, it would be to legalize marijuana. Imagine police Imagine police tomorrow going out and enforcing real crime as opposed to going out and catching people selling small amounts of drugs, and they do a really good job of that. Imagine right now any of you going back to your car and having it burglarized while you're here in this conference. Number one, would you call the police? The only reason you'd call the police is for an insurance report. That's the only reason. But in a scenario where marijuana was the only reason they'd come out and just make a police report is because they don't have the resources to go out and enforce the crime against enforce laws against real crime. And again, real crime is the burglarization of our homes and what have you. And what's the root cause of burglarization of the home? Well, perhaps it's somebody who has to pay for drugs. Anyway, legalize marijuana, adopt rational drug policy regarding all other drugs, and law enforcement, again, concentrates on real crime committed against you and I. This will make a huge difference in the quality of life for all of us. And again, I just applaud you on your activism. Keep it up. We are 2 years away from this happening, but it's the final stretch, and more than ever, it's a need to go out and engage in conversation, discussion, debate with people that don't understand this issue. Thank you very much.
I thought maybe if some of you had some questions and answers from the media. Anyone from the media have any questions for Governor Johnson? Okay.
Other policymakers agreeing with me in public or private? In public, none. In private, probably about 30%. Very well. I'm still here. I live north of Taos. I live there because the skiing is as good as anywhere on the planet, and that happens to be my passion. And when I started this whole thing out, I was kind of looking to get egged or tomatoed, sent back to Taos, and it hasn't happened. The reception has been terrific. The reception has been terrific among the Republican Party, which I think recognizes that we can't continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Actually, a few years back, I was in a really horrible paragliding accident 5 years ago. I found myself with a burst fracture of my 12th T vertebrae, which is the pivotal vertebrae in your back. So I broke my back. I broke six ribs. I had meniscus damage in both knees. I tore my ACL. And outside of those injuries, my neck and my shoulders and my hips. It took me 3 years to recover from that accident, but I found myself in a situation where I did not want to take prescription drugs for what was ailing me, because I've done that before for a very short amount of time, and I thought that it was horrible, I thought it was dangerous, and I did not want to subject myself to that. So I found myself laying on the floor for what was a diagnosis of being on the floor for six straight weeks, having to eat on the floor, not being able to get up other than just to go to the bathroom. And a friend came by and said, Gary, do you want me to see if I could get you some marijuana? And yes, absolutely. That would be great. And so for 3 years, I smoked pot to deal with this situation. And I will tell you, doctors were telling me that I was not going to recover from this, that this was the end of my athletics, the end of my activism. And I'm not going to attribute this to marijuana, but I am fully recovered. It took me 3 years to do it. And marijuana played a role in all this to help me through that.
Okay, folks, I just wanted to let you know, thank you, Governor Johnson. Governor Johnson is going to be heading up our entire national power panel here at 4:30. And so please come back then. Thank you so much, Governor Johnson. You're amazing.